Hey everybody, guess what? I've got some great news for you, and that is every client you can see can be a much better client. A hopeful, energized, raring to go hypnosis client who is excited to do the work, willing to follow your instructions. I'm going to give you a three-step process of just how to do that. So stay tuned. Oh, and at the end, I'm going to give you a bonus that lets you know how you can be a more confident hypnotist. How do you like that? In my classes, I jokingly say hypnosis is a confidence game. If you don't get their confidence, there's no game. And you might be familiar with the term confidence man or confidence game. So I just Googled confidence game to see what it comes up with. I'm going to read it to you. Google's AI overview came up with this. A confidence game is a scam where a person gains a victim's trust and then defrauds them of money, property, or information. So let me start off with this. I'm not talking about doing anything bad to anybody, but there is this thing about buy-in. And when you get their confidence, you have somebody you can work with. So I like to say, hypnosis is a confidence game. If you don't get their confidence, there's going to be no game. What do I mean by that? I mean some really good hypnosis work getting done. By the way, I'm Cal Banyan. I got over 29 years experience in the hypnosis game, if you want to call it that, helping clients every day, doing this full time. I'm a trainer, writer, working hypnotist and hypnotherapist, helping people succeed in their lives and helping people become awesome hypnotists and hypnotherapists themselves. All right, here's the three steps or three ways, three factors of helping your clients be the very best they can be, get the very best outcomes so that you can be the best hypnosis professional you can be. So this is what I do. First, I need to build confidence in me as a person, as a hypnotist, and as a professional. One of the things you can do first to undermine all kinds of ability to have confidence in you at all is to not be what they expected in a negative way. Do not hold yourself out to be something that you're not. On your website, brochures, and other promotional materials, some of you have to tap it down a little bit. We've got hypnotists out there calling themselves like the Minnesota Institute or the California Institute or the American Institute of hypnotherapeutic research and application, when really what they are is one person, hopefully doing really good work in a singular office, either in a professional office building or in an office in their home or online. But when you hold yourself out to be some kind of Ivy League university kind of person, when what you are is, Rosemary Smith doing the best hypnosis work you can, and they call up, they make the appointment with you, and then they wind up not in some Ivy League, Ivy covered walled institution, they're going to go, uh-oh, I think I've been tricked. And they have. And instantly, when you don't match expectations with what you put out there, then confidence in you goes down, down, down. If you're Joe Johnson and you are the singular hypnotist working out of a singular office, I want you to take that on fully. Put yourself out there, Joe Johnson, hypnosis professional. And if you want, you can show a picture of your office if you have one, your actual office. If you want to show yourself behind a computer doing an online session, awesome. But be who you are promoting yourself to be, or it's going to be an instant loss of confidence. Hypnosis is a confidence game. If you don't get their confidence, there's going to be no game. One last thing about confidence. You need to dress properly. If a person comes to see you and you're haggard or your clothes don't look clean, guess what? Their confidence in you is not going to be good. If you're not well groomed or don't smell freshly washed, all these things can hurt you with that client and ultimately your reputation. Because I want you to always remember this. This ain't the days of the yellow pages. This is the days of Google reviews, Yelp reviews, and things like that. So if someone comes in because they expect you to be someone you're not, and then they come in and they find out, you're not nearly professional as you put yourself out to be, and then they don't trust you, and so they don't go into hypnosis and have a bad all-around experience. Guess what? Some of those people are going to post reviews about you that are not 5-star, 4-star, 3-star, 2-star, or even 1-star. I mean, if they could, they'd put 0 stars. So remember, put yourself forward as you really are, and I recommend that it's professional, professional, professional. All right, number two, this is important. Every single one of my clients, before I interview them, usually before I ever meet them, they watch a video of me doing what I call the pre-talk. It's called The Truth About Hypnosis. And I go over some of the most important fundamentals of hypnosis, that it is safe, that it's real, it's approved by medical and psychological associations around the world. It's something that's real and it's safe. No one has ever been hurt by simply going into the state of hypnosis. It's natural. Human beings go into this state of hypnosis naturally all the time. So once they've gone through that video, it's about a 20-minute video, then I will see them and I'll start off with, gosh, did you watch a video, the one of me talking about hypnosis? And they say yes. And then I say, do you have any questions about anything on the video or anything about hypnosis that wasn't covered in the video? Then when I get those answered, now I've got someone who's, I've removed their fears and misconceptions that might prevent them going into hypnosis quickly or deeply. That's the reason we do the pre-talk. Also, in that pre-talk video, I introduce myself. I talk about my background experience in hypnosis and hypnotherapy. And that way, if they have any questions about me and my qualifications, I've pretty much answered them. But I can also let them ask me questions about that in the hypnosis interview that I do with them, pre-hypnosis interview, it's called technically, before I start any hypnosis work at all. What I'm trying to do right now in the second part is to build confidence in hypnosis, that hypnosis is real, that hypnosis is safe, say hypnosis is natural. What I want to get done in this is I want to get them excited about hypnosis, hopeful about it, and ready to go into deep hypnosis with a rapid induction. The goal of my pre-hypnosis interview, pre-hypnosis, my pre-talk, is to get them so they'll quickly and easily go into a deep state of hypnosis so I can start the work that I intend to do with them. Another thing that I can do is I can tip, and this is great if you can do it as well, is to tell your client about a story or a case history, very abbreviated, short little case history about success you've had with the issue that they came in for. Now, if you don't personally have one of the things you can do is you can cite a case history or a story of someone else's success using hypnosis for their issue. That provides some hope for them, some confidence in hypnosis that it can help them. So now I've got the hopeful somnambulistic client, and I'm really getting to the point where this person's ability to succeed with what I'm going to do has gone up 100%. And I wrap up this second part and getting hypnosis in clients by doing a little test. Once we've gotten through all that, and I've heard their story, they're telling me what they want to change and why they want to change it. Then I'm going to do one last test, the test for readiness for hypnosis. Super easy. I look at them, I smile, and I say, I think we've covered everything. Would you like to do hypnosis with me now? And if I detect any level of anxiety or concern, that tells me they have still got a question. So I prompt them to get that question. I answer that question, and then I'll say it again. Oh, Bob, does that answer your question? Yeah. Would you like to do hypnosis with me now? Okay. And then I will get the response. Yeah, let's go. Good, we're going to do it in this session. Yes, we've got to get them chomping at the bit. They want to have hypnosis with you because they have confidence in you. And now they have confidence in hypnosis. And now we're going to do the next great thing to give them confidence in themselves to be able to be hypnotized. By the way, if you like this kind of content, subscribe to the channel, like, and if you got questions or comments, agreeable or disagreeable, leave them below in the comments section. I do my very best to answer and respond to everybody's questions and comments. So like, subscribe. So back to number three. Number three, so important. You know, the pre-talk is there to remove fears and misconceptions they have about hypnosis. And the first contact and showing up like I advertise, that's to have confidence in me. So I've developed confidence in me, confidence in hypnosis, but now I want to build their confidence in themselves. Yeah, number three, the biggie. How do I do that? Now, the problem is most hypnotists don't even know how to do this, or if they do, they're afraid to do it. I'm going to show you a very simple and rapid way to do this. And then when you've got all three checked off, then you'll be ready for the bonus, how to be a more confident hypnotist. All right. So the very best way to give your client confidence that they can be hypnotized is to do a convincer. Well, cow, they already have confidence, or they wouldn't have called you. They think it will work for them. Maybe it worked for their mother, father, sister, brother, cousin, lover, whatever. But still, there's this little voice in the back. Maybe I can't do it. So I need to show them that they can do it, the hypnosis is real, and that they're with a confident and competent hypnotist. So we do a convincer. Now, a lot of hypnotists that actually do convincers, and there's very few of them, do it in an incorrect way, a chancy way in which a client could fail. And if they fail in hypnosis, crash and burn. Oh, that's the worst thing that could happen, is that they would what? Lose all confidence in themselves. And if they don't have confidence in themselves to do it, confidence in you, confidence in hypnosis, it's to no avail. All right. So this is how you do a convincer properly. First, you got to know the basics. All right. Let me go through that scale. You got to know the basics. I use the Harry-Aaron scale, slightly modified. It's six levels of hypnosis. There's hypnoidal, light, medium, threshold of somnambulism, full somnambulism, and profound somnambulism. Now, the best levels of doing hypnosis are the somnambulistic stages. Now, most hypnotists don't know how to get somnambulism on purpose, much less covertly test for somnambulism. So I made a website. It's called the fivepathinduction.com. Fivepathinduction.com. Go there, and I'll probably put a link down in the notes area as well. And I've got different versions of the five path induction. It just takes a very few minutes to do it, and it's got a covert test for somnambulism. So you go, would you like to do hypnosis with me now? You put them in the hypnosis chair, and then you just begin. And right in the middle of this induction, there's a covert, that means hidden test for somnambulism, because if they're not there yet, I don't want them to fail the test, because that'd totally mess up their confidence. If they don't pass, I can just redo the process. And they think, oh, I'm just getting deeper and deeper. And you can retest until they meet the criteria for the threshold of somnambulism. So they're at the least the minimum level of somnambulism. Once that's done, you can then, with absolute surety, give them a test for hypnoidal or light hypnosis. Why? Because they passed a test for deep hypnosis. So what I typically do will be eye lock test or arm catalepsy. And I'll tell you what, when you've got your client there and he or she cannot open her eyes because of the hypnotic suggestion you gave, wow, inside their head, they're doing, yay, I did it, I can do it, I'm being hypnotized. And because they were kind of worried that they couldn't do it, right? If I do arm catalepsy tests and they can't lower their arm, then they're like, yes, hypnosis is real. Number one, I'm with a hypnotist that's real, and I can really do this. All right, so there's the three things. They got to have hypnosis is a confidence game, and it's easy to get their confidence. You should do a good pre-talk so they have confidence in hypnosis. And then what are you going to do? You're going to show up also looking like you're supposed to look, confident, competent, and what they expected, or even better. And then what are you going to do? You're going to do a convincer to convince them that they can do it. Now you have the hopeful somnambulistic client. That's easy for me to say sometimes, sometimes not. Somnambulism. All right, number four, bonus. All right, once again, if you like this stuff, show Google, like, subscribe. I've got hundreds of videos here on this channel. All right, here we go. Once you've done one, two, three, you've got the person that's confident in hypnosis, confident in you, and confident in themselves. Wow. Now you can be the confident hypnotist. Isn't that what you really wanted? Especially when you're new. Oh, I don't know if I can do this. And you know what? Hypnotists have sometimes need the same convincing that hypnosis is real and that they can do it. But once you've got a client that you've covertly tested for somnambulism, deep level hypnosis, and you've convinced them that they can do hypnosis, then you know that you can do hypnosis at a deep level, and you can proceed to do all the techniques you intended to do for your client. There you go. You want to learn more? Maybe be trained by me, either advanced training. Or come into the profession training. Was your training inadequate somewhere else? You're not confident? Go to BanyanHypnosisCareerTraining.com. And you know what? You can learn about taking my course. You can also go to HypnosisCenter.com, where I have the ability to also learn about the live course, but also our distance learning course, which is a structured video training of the course. And you can be certified as a hypnotist or hypnotherapist. And you can get all the backup and training that we give. Our support after training is unsurpassed. All right, Cal Banyan here. Hope to see you in class. Bye for now.